各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
谢谢贵教会邀请我来跟大家一起来聚会来敬拜。
Thank you for your invitation for me to share and worship God together.
But firstly, I would like to say it's truly, truly my joy to be worshiping with you this morning, especially with music and the prayers. I'm impressed. Sorry.
我很高兴今天早上能够跟大家一起在这里敬拜神。我今天的敬拜非常的好，我非常的感动。
When I saw the song leader, the brother of the song leader, sings like a child, I was touched.
今天看见领诗的弟兄，他在唱诗的时候，就好像是一个小孩子这样子的释放，很真诚，我心里非常的感动。
而且这么多弟兄姐妹。很自发的，圣灵感动就赞美就祷告。
And I also heard so many brothers and sisters just voluntarily praise God and pray.
我说，莫非这是天堂
？I thought, isn't this just like heaven?
但是我想，我们心里快乐满足是其次，我们的神心中欢喜快乐满足，那才是重点。
Yes, it is one thing that we are full of joy and satisfaction, but it's even more important, and that's the point, that our God is satisfied and joyful.
特别我看见也听见英语，还有华语一起这样敬拜，是件很美的事。
Especially, it's so beautiful to hear praises and prayers in both Chinese and English together.
所以就像这讲的，今天是家庭月，我的印象当中是这样。这个月好像是家庭月，能够英语男女老少各种族群在一起敬拜，莫非这是天堂
？I heard this is the month of family for your church, and but that I get to hear prayers and worship in both Chinese and English, just feels like heaven.
所以我今天就想从一个圣经里面的一个家庭来分享。
So today I'd like to share you a message.From a family in the Bible.
讲到一个属灵伟人，名字叫做亚伯拉罕。
There's a faith hero. His name is Abraham.
亚伯拉罕人生当中有三个高峰。
There are three pinnacles in the life of Abraham.
第一次他出乌尔。
First is that he left his hometown Ur.
第二次他献以撒。
Then he offered up Isaac.
对不起，他最后一次，第二次他。神说要应许他的孩子，是第二次他相信神。
The second major event is that he believed God's promise that he will have a son.
这是第三次的信心上考验的高峰，就是他献以撒自己的儿子。
The third test of faith is that he offered up his son Isaac.
这是一个最大的顺服功课。
And that is the greatest lesson of faith and obedience.
要将自己独生的爱子，要遵守神的命令，顺服，要献给神。
That he had to obey God by faith and offer up his only son.
顺服的功课放在最后面是有意思的。
And it's very interesting that he.Had to take the test of faith. The last.
恐怕这个考验也是最困难的。
Because that is the most difficult test.
终究亚伯拉罕不仅是晚节有保，而且成为信心的伟人。
But at the end, Abraham finished well and became a hero of faith.
今天想从以赛这创世纪第二十二章一到十九节跟大家来分享。
So today I'd like to share my message based on Genesis chapter 22 verses 1 through 19.
这段经文不仅是讲到顺服。
This passage that doesn't just talk about obedience.
其实他在讲的顺服跟信望爱、信心、爱心跟盼望是息息相关的。
Actually, obedience has a lot to do with faith, hope, and love.
如果有信心，必然会顺服。
If you have faith, then you will obey.
反过来说也对，如果能够信服顺服表示他有信心。
And it's also true the other way. If a person can obey, he must have faith.
所以顺服是很重要的。
So obedience is very important.
也是必须要的。
And it's also necessary.
但是今天想让大家分享，那顺服的目的在哪里呢？
But then today I want to share with you what's the purpose of obedience?
只是为了造就一个很敬虔的基督徒的一个个体吗？
Is it just so that someone would become godly?
我想上帝的心意比这个要高一点。
I'm sure God's will is higher than this.
要多一点。
And bigger than this.
要更深一点。
And deeper than this.
要更远一点。
And farther than this.
要更长久一点。
And more long term, longer term.
这里借着亚伯拉罕的顺服来操练说，一个家庭要经历信心，不是一个个人。
So, this lesson of faith for Abraham is actually also a lesson for the whole family.
或者再扩大说，不是一个家庭，是一个家族，要成为有信心的家族。
And not only that, this family, but this entire family tree will become a faith.
如果信心只造就自己的信心，当然很好，但是不够好。
If a lesson can only build up an individual's faith, that is good, but not good enough.
还记得在第十二章的时候，神要祝福亚伯拉罕，要让他成为万国万民的祝福。
Remember in Genesis chapter 12, God wanted to bless Abraham so that he would become a blessing for all nations.
如果这样的信心只到了亚伯拉罕就停止了，那这信心是没有用处的，不可能成为万国万民的祝福，要代代相传。
But if Abraham's faith only stopped with him, and that is not good enough, because then he will not be a blessing for others. This faith has to be passed down from generation to generation.
所以信心跟顺服都是家庭传承很重要的。
Therefore, faith and obedience are very important to a family's heritage.
所以家庭要传承什么呢？
So what does a family want to have a legacy?
要传承从神来的信心。
To pass down faith from God.
所以我们就来思想这段经文。
Therefore, let us meditate and think about this passage.
今天想从四个角度。
From four angles.
或者四段经文。
Or from four passages.
或者可以说四幕场景。Four scenes. Four acts.
Okay, four things or four acts of play.
因为这段整个经历是按照那个地点可以分成四段。
Because this passage can be broken down into four parts.
第一段我们来看第一节到第三节。
First, let us see verse 1 and verse 3.
经文这样说，这些事以后，神要试验亚伯拉罕，就呼叫他说，亚伯拉罕，他说我在这里。神说，你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去，在我要所要指示你的山上，把它献为燔祭。亚伯拉罕清早起来，背上驴，带着两个仆人和他儿子以撒，也劈好了燔祭的柴，就起身往神所指示他的地方去了。
This is chapter 22, verses 1 to 3.
好，这段经文，神做了一件我们不大能够明白的事情。
In this passage, we see that God did something that is not very easy to understand.
这里神所做的事情好像有点矛盾。
It seems like God is doing something that's conflicting, contradictory.
当然，这表面看起来好像有点矛盾。
At least on the surface, it looks contradictory.
为什么亚伯拉罕神要试验亚伯拉罕呢？
Why does God want to test Abraham?
前面几章呢，从十二章呼召亚伯拉罕以来。亚伯兰或者亚伯拉罕一直展现出来他对神是极有信心的。
Starting from chapter 12, we can see that repeatedly Abraham has shown his faith that he believed in God since he was called.
所以神也果然按照神他的应许就赐给他一个儿子了。
And indeed, God gave him a son just as he promised.
就将近百岁的人了。
A person nearly 100 years old.
好不容易折腾那么多年，终于有一个儿子了。
After many years of trying, finally he's got a son.
那为什么好不容易老年生子，神还要试验他呢？
Then why would God want to test him after he got a son at his old age?
所以这个看起来是有点不是合常理的事。
So it looks something that doesn't make sense.
但就在这个不合常理或者在这些不寻常事情当中，神真正要测验一个人对神的信心跟顺服。
But actually, God is just doing something that doesn't make sense to test a person's faith and obedience.
他这里经文没有描写太多亚伯拉罕的心情的起伏感受。
Actually, this passage did not describe too much about Abraham's feelings and his emotions.
但你从这字句可以看出来，从神的描述的口气来看，可以看出来亚伯拉罕对他儿子的情感。
But actually, from this passage, we can see Abraham's love for his son.
他至少讲了三次他孩子的身份。
At least three times he talked about his son.
开始说你带着你的儿子。
Because God says, first take now your son.
接下来说是你独生的儿子。
Then God says your only son.
儿子如果很多，那带一个没关系了。
Well, if you have many sons.
但现在是独生的儿子。
If you have many sons, it's probably okay to take one of them, but this is his only son.
那独生的没关系，如果他不爱也没关系。他接下来说你所爱的。
Well, it's okay if you have one son, but you don't love him. But this one, God says, the one you love.
所以每次神在提醒的时候，就再次提醒他，他这个孩子是多宝贵。
So every time God mentioned about the son, God is reminding him how precious the son is to him.
我要是亚伯拉罕，我越听越难过。
If I were Abraham, I'll be so sad. I'll be saddened and saddened.
带着你的儿子。
Take your son.
带着你的独生的儿子。
Your only son.
带着你所爱的独生的儿子。
The only son that you love.
会不会神有时候要考验我们的信心，真的是用我们最心爱的来做考验呢？
Do you think oftentimes God will test our faith with the one thing that we love the most?
我不敢说每一次，但似乎常常有这种事情发生的。
I can't say it's true every time, but it's very often.
在我的侍奉经历当中，我自己的生活历练当中，我看见我弟兄姐妹的侍奉过程当中，我常常觉得如此。
From my personal experience, my ministry experience, or my I see experience of others, it is oftentimes true.
有些时候，神就要让考验我们一下，用我们最心爱的事情来做一个指标，做一个测验。
Sometimes God wants to test us with the very one thing that we love the most.
我会这样说，是因为我生活的历练。
I can say that because of my own experience.
我本来在大学教书。
I used to teach in the university.
但突然之间，上帝把我孩子接走，接回天家。
And all of a sudden, God took my son back to heaven.
我突然之间对教书没有什么感兴趣了。很多人会教书了，但传道比较少人，所以我就出来侍奉了。
Then I lost my interest teaching in the
university. 因为借着你所心爱的事，神告诉我什么是生命当中最重要的事。
Then I lost my interest in teaching in university. I became full-time ministry. Through this God taking away my son, He's teaching me what is the most important thing.
神在亚伯兰身上要他带着他独生的儿子，带着儿子独生的儿子跟所爱的。
Because in this test, God wanted Abraham to take his son, his one and only in love.
很多时候我们跟随主，我们也知道说，主啊，你是我的最爱，除了你以外，我什么都不在乎，你要什么都给你什么，这话是容易讲的。
When we follow God, oftentimes we say that, Lord, you are my only love, and beside you, I have no desires. It seems to be easy to say that.
很多时候我们可能不会讲得很大声，但是我们说，主啊，我愿意往你方，愿意为你的缘故放下一切，但除了这个以外。
And then we may not say it very loudly, but we often whisper to God, God, I'm willing to give up all for you except this.
什么都可以，你说什么，随便你说，但这个不要说。
Take whatever you want except this.
保罗曾经在腓立比书第三章第八节这样讲的。
Paul in Philippians chapter 3, verse 8.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
Paul says, Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ.
当我们听见保罗这样讲，我们心中很感动。
We're often very touched by what Paul says here.
他确实这样做了。
And he also did the same.
巴不得我们能够像保罗一样。
How I wish we could be just like Paul.
这些话也真的感动我们。
And this passage touched our hearts so much.
因为我们一切都是耶稣基督用重价买赎回来的，我们献给他，有什么保留的呢？
Because all that we have and all that we are redeemed and purchased by Christ Jesus, so why can't we just offer that back to him?
但这是不容易做，所以我们不断在努力着。
But then that is something that we keep on trying.
为他愿意丢下万事，为要得着基督。
For him, I count all things as rubbish so that I may gain Christ.
听过多年前我的牧师跟我讲过一个例子。
Many years ago, my pastor told me a story.
当时他在台北牧会。
At that time, he was pastoring a church in Taipei.
有一次，有一个年轻人来找他说：“完了，牧师，我的生命不晓得怎么过了。”
Once a young man came to this pastor and says, "Oh, my life is over. I don't know how to live anymore."
牧师很紧张，问他发生什么事。
So the pastor was really concerned and worried. What happened to you?
他说：“我的女朋友跟我断交了。”
Because my girlfriend left me.
那为什么会跟你断交呢？
Why would she leave you?
因为牧师你知道，我们已经相处很多年了。
And then because the pastor knows that they've been dating for many years.
这个弟兄跟姐妹是会所的弟兄。
Actually, this both of the both this young couple they went to the local church in Taipei.
Yep. 他们两个很敬虔。
And both of them were godly.
就跟我们贵教会一样。
Just like brothers and sisters here.
所以他们先交很久，但是迟迟的那个弟兄没有向他求婚。
So they've been dating for many years, but the brother never proposed marriage.
所以姐妹有点着急了。
So the sister became anxious.
左暗示右暗示，这个弟兄不动如山。
She dropped hints here and there everywhere, but no action from the brother.
过了好多次，姐妹实在忍不住了。
And finally, the girlfriend could not stand it anymore.
她是说：“弟兄，你明白告诉我，我在你的心目当中是什么位置？”
And finally, she confronted him and said, "Brother, so exactly who am I in your heart?"
这弟兄很敬虔呐，他说：“这事不好说，不好说。”
And this brother is very godly, so he says, "It's very hard to say. It's hard to say."
姐妹说不行，今天你要给我讲清楚。
But the sister says, "But today you have to say it clearly."
要不然我们两个就完了。
Otherwise, we are finished.
到此结束。
This is over.
你不要逼我。
And then he says, "Don't push me."
这是有什么逼你呢？你给我说清楚。
And she says, "Why am I pushing you? Just say it. Just say it."
他说：“你要我说，那我就说了。你在我心目中好像粪土。”
Says, "Okay, if you push me, okay, now I will tell you, to me, you are just like a rubbish in my heart."
为什么呢？
Why?
圣经腓立比书第三章第八节这样说的。
Because it says so in Philippians chapter 3.
我很爱你，但是耶稣是我的至宝，你是粪土。
I love you very much, but then Christ is most precious to me, and you are just like a rubbish.
水吹了。他痛苦得不得了，赶快去找牧师。牧师怎么办？
So they broke up. And then he went to the pastor.
为什么这么说呢？
He went to the pastor and said, "Pastor, what should I do?" The pastor said, "You can't say that."
像这样的应该出来当传道人了。
I think that brother
should
become a pastor.
这是真实的故事哦，这是真实的事情。
And this is a true story. It's a real story.
因为他太敬虔了。
Because he was so godly.
但不管怎么样，我想我们都愿意的。
But whatever, we are all willing to say that.
如果我们想过神，我们的主，在我们身上有这么多恩典，他跟我们要求一点东西，都是他给的，我们难道不愿意给他吗？我们当然是愿意的。
But if we think about all the grace that God has shown us in our lives, and everything that we have are from Him, and if He demands something from us, shouldn't we be willing to offer up?
如果我们碰到真正没办法放弃的，其实不是你所信赖的东西，真正的不能放弃是我们自己。
If we come to a point that we find it hard to give up, oftentimes it is not about that thing or a person, but we cannot surrender ourselves.
天底下最难放弃的就是我们自己。
The one thing that is hardest to surrender and give up is ourselves.
那神要试验亚伯拉罕。
So God wanted to test Abraham.
他要他来不但明白的事情的时候，他仍然要他来遵行神的心意。
Not only that, he wants Abraham to understand God's will, but also to do, to obey.
所以我们就往下看。有时候我们不但明白神的作为。
Sometimes we don't quite understand God's will, what God is doing.
我相信你的生命当中一定有失去的经验。
I'm sure in our lives we have experienced loss.
或者挫折的经验。
Or frustration.
甚至有失败的经验。
Or even failure.
甚至觉得说很莫名其妙的一个状况。
or in a situation that doesn't make sense.
甚至你会觉得说，神啊，这样算公平的事吗？
Or we might ask God, is this fair?
为什么这种冤屈？
Why such wrongs?
为什么这么不义？
Why such injustice?
为什么这么多的痛苦？
Why so much suffering and pain?
为什么这么多的不公？
Why so much unrighteousness?
为什么好人还受苦？
Why is that righteous man will suffer?
为什么看有些小人他反而得志？
And yet evil man will prosper.
我们心中非常不平的。
So that we hold grudges.
我一片好心得到这样的报偿。
I've been so kind and yet I am rewarded with such unfairness.
这是对吗？
Is that right?
这符合比例吗？符合比例吗？ In right proportion. So sort of like that. 不管怎么样，我们心中有疑问，我们心中作难。
Whatever, we will have doubt and we feel confused.
那时候我们还相信神吗？
At that moment, do we still believe in God?
这是我们的考验。
And that is our test.
接下来，如果说带领以后，神就继续不断的来教导亚伯兰要交托。在第四节到第八节。
So we'll continue to see from verses 4 to 8.
他们走了三天。
They walk a journey of 3 days.
到了第三日。
On the third day.
亚伯兰举目远远的看见那地方。
Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place.
亚伯兰对他的仆人说：“你们和驴在此等候，我与童子往那里去拜一拜，就回到你们这里来。”
So Abraham said to his young men, "Stay here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder and worship, and we'll come back to you."
亚伯兰把燔祭的柴放在他儿子以撒身上，自己手里拿着火与刀，于是二人同行。
So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and the knife, and the two of them went together.
以撒对他父亲亚伯兰说：“父亲啊！”亚伯兰说：“我儿，我在这里。”以撒说：“请看，我与柴都有了，但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？”
But Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, "My father," and he says, "Here I am, son." And then he says, "Look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?"
亚伯兰说：“我儿，神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。”于是二人同行。
And Abraham said, "My son, God will provide for Himself the lamb for the burnt offering." So the two of them went together.
如果你仔细读这短短的五节经文，你可以很容易揣摩出来亚伯兰心中的挣扎跟他的痛苦。
If you, we pay attention and try to feel, then we can feel Abraham's struggle and pain.
我们对神信心的功课，经常是要一段时间漫长的考验，甚至要反反复复不断操练我们交托的功课。
Usually, a lesson of faith will take a long time, and it requires us to continuously, over and over, entrust and commit.
如果我知道说亚伯拉罕，如果是亚伯拉罕，知道神要亚伯拉罕献以撒。我说就今天晚上吧，不要再走三天，不要再折磨了，反正既然要献就快点了。这三天路程是很漫长很痛苦的煎熬的。
So if I were Abraham, I would rather offer up Isaac the very night that God requested it, because a journey of 3 days is such a long trying time.
我们当中没有一个人喜欢痛苦。
None of us likes pain.
当痛苦临到，我们求神，主啊，你赶快挪去这个痛苦吧。
When pain comes, we cry out to God, "Lord, please remove this pain from me."
但经常神并没有听我们的祷告，在这方面。
But yet, oftentimes God will not answer such prayers.
我那走三天，三天的煎熬，加上以撒还提问。
Not only that, the journey took 3 days. Isaac even had to ask this question.
所以你看第七节说，以撒对他的父亲亚伯兰说：“父亲啊。”
Like verse 7, Isaac spoke to Abraham, says, "My father."
亚伯兰说：“我儿，我在这里。”
Abraham says, "Here I am, my son."
如果你是从台湾来的，你知道如果叫父亲有个比较亲密的称呼，不叫爸爸，叫爸爸。
If you're from Taiwan, then you know that a way to call daddy in a very intimate way is 爸爸。
走着走着，以撒突然就叫他的父亲说：“爸爸。”
So we can
很亲切的。
We can imagine that Abraham and his son walked together, and Isaac turned and said, "Papa," very intimately.
Daddy.
It's like daddy.
亚伯兰知道要发生什么事情，但他儿子不知道。
Abraham knew what was going to happen, but Isaac did not know.
亚伯兰就说，我儿。
So Abraham says, my son.
我在这里。
Here I am.
如果他们是两眼相对在看，你可以看见，可能以撒是那时候是个童子，所以两眼非常清澈、很单纯，看着他是爸爸。那是很令人心碎的时刻的。
We can imagine if they stared at one another, and Isaac at that time was just a young boy. He was his eyes were probably full of innocence.
以撒是个乖孩子。
And Isaac was a good boy.
他跟以撒的儿子雅各是两个不同类型的人。
Isaac was a good boy, not like his own two sons.
这个时候如果是雅各同行，雅各可能找个机会说我要小便就回家去了。
But if this son were Jacob, and Jacob will probably think of an excuse and says, "Oh, I need to go to the bathroom and sneak out and went home."
那以撒是很单纯的，他看出来说，不是要去献祭吗？怎么只带火跟带柴，什么也没有呢
？So Isaac was a good boy. Actually, he figured it out that we only have fire and wood. Where's the lamb for the burnt offering?
因为摩利亚山是没有 shopping mall 在那里的。
Because there's no shopping mall on the Mount Moriah.
其他孩子可能就发觉事情好像不太对，但是以撒没有，很单纯说：“爸爸，那火跟柴都有了，羊羔在哪里呢
？”So Isaac, unlike other children, he had a very pure heart. He just asked, "But where is the lamb?"
神的考验。
That is the test of God.
我们再从那个“带”这个字来看，也可以看出来神真的是在考验，而且看出来亚伯拉罕心中有挣扎的。
So we can see God's test and the struggle of Abraham.
从第三节开始，这里用了一个动词，就是希腊用翻译英文就是 take 的意思，拿或者抓或者是握同一个字。
Starting from verse 3, the scripture uses a word in Hebrews actually means to take.
不错，我没有讲 Hebrew， 你替我讲这 Hebrew。哦，你看到我这上面有个 Hebrew word， 你读过希伯来文？欢迎到我们学校来读点希伯来文。
Welcome to our seminary school to learn Hebrews.
这是短短这一节这一段经文当中，这二十二章十九节当中，这个拿这个字，或者抓这个字，带这个字，用了六次。
Actually, in this short passage, this word, which means to take, to grab, was used six times.
回家你们可以自己再查，每一次都是亚伯拉罕当主持。
Every time, Abraham was the subject.
除了神吩咐说你要带你的儿子是直接做他的主持以外，其他亚伯拉罕一直不肯带他的儿子，就是没有把他拒罚变成他的结果。你看亚伯拉罕他伸手拿刀，他出手背驴，他出手拿柴，就是不出手带他的儿子，因为他不愿意，他知道那是他最心爱的事。
From the original text, we can see the struggle of Abraham. Because besides the time that God says, "Take your son," that's the only time that the word "take" was used for Abraham to take Isaac. The other times, Abraham was the scripture says Abraham was taking the fire, the wood, the donkey, but never once the scripture says he took his son.
因为当然这是很困难的功课。
Because that was such a difficult thing for Abraham.
我想在这样一个考验当中，信心是要不断反复的交托，但是亚伯兰知道，以撒却是不知道的。
So in this trying time, in this trial, Abraham had to repeatedly entrust and commit, but Isaac did not know.
神要我们顺服的功课当中，是我们知情之下来顺服容易呢，还是不知情之下顺服比较容易？
So is it easier to obey when we understand, or is it easier to obey when we do not understand?
哪个比较容易
？Which one is easier?
亚伯拉罕比较容易做呢，还是以撒比较容易做
？Do you think it's easier for Abraham or for Isaac?
其实当然两个都不大容易了。
Actually, it's not easy for either one.
但是我想，我们知道事情越多的，可能越不容易。
But probably the more we know, the harder it will be.
但是如果知道他更多的时候就容易了，这是吊诡哈！我再说一次啊，什么都不知道很容易，就像什么都不懂，什么都不晓得怕。
Okay, this is complicated. Okay, if you do not know anything, then you will not have fear. It will be easy.
当我们对神越了解的时候，或者知道他在我们身上做什么事的时候， 我们就不容易，因为我们知道有后果，知道这个要做那个，我们不容易顺服了。
But as we start to know God a little bit more about His work in our lives, then we know that we know about the consequences of obedience. Then we become hard to obey.
但那是我们对神了解了一点不够透彻的情况。
That's the condition when we understand God, but not enough.
如果我们对神再突破这个瓶颈，突破这个限制，对神真正更加了解，我们发觉顺服又变容易了。
But if somehow our faith can have a breakthrough, and then our understanding of God goes beyond, then we understand God more, and the obedience will become easier.
我听说最近在台湾发生一件事情。
I heard of a news in Taiwan recently.
有一个出版社。
There was a publishing house.
他邀请了一个日本的学者到台湾去做研究，研究政治的问题，
so、
社会政治的问题。
This publishing house invited a Japanese scholar to Taiwan to do research on Chinese politics.
两年的合同满了。
So after two-year contract expired.
这个日本学者，日本这个政治学的社会政治学的学者要离开台湾了，所以这个老板呢就请他吃饭。
So after the two-year contract expires, the publishing house owner wanted to treat a meal.
所以这出版社的这个老板就问这个日本人说：“那你对这两年对我们台湾有什么感想，跟我们分享？”
So the publishing house owner asked the scholar, "So what have you found? What's your impression of Taiwan's politics?"
这日本学者是个学者嘛，所以是就事论事的。他脱口而出说：“台湾蛮无知的。”
So Scott, being a scholar, he was very straightforward and upfront and says, "Taiwan is very ignorant."
这个老板一听就很难过，脸色一沉。
And the owner feels sad right away.
这个日本朋友看他都是朋友嘛，一看他脸色不好看，他说：“其实无知也不是坏事了。”
But then. The scholar says, "Oh, but by the way, actually, it's not bad to be ignorant."
说因为，什么都不知道，什么都不晓得怕。
It's because if you don't know anything, then you don't know to fear.
我用台语来说，说下面让我们栽，下面让我们惊。对不起，你听不懂的，都听英文版的吧。
That is in Taiwanese. If you don't know anything, you don't fear anything.
但是我们的信心不是这样子的。
But that's not our faith.
我们认识神。我们知道神在我们身上带领，也知道有时候可能给我们一些困难的功课，但是因为我们认识神，认识的够透彻了，所以我们仍然顺服的。
But this is not our faith works because we believe God and we know that He's going to work in our lives and then we trust Him and then we will obey Him.
所以在我们知情，在我们不知情的时候，我们都要学习顺服的功课。
Therefore.We ought to learn this lesson of obedience, whether we understand or not.
我们总是有不明白的时候。
There will always be moments that we do not understand.
但是我们相信神一定有预备。
But we believe that God will provide.
因为神必定自己预备燔祭的羊羔、果儿，这是在刚才第七节、第八说的、第八节说的。
Just like in verse 8, Abraham says, "My son, God will provide for Himself the lamb for the burnt offering."
注意第八节，我们翻译的顺序是讲我儿，神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。原来不是这样的顺序，原来是神必定眷顾燔祭的羊羔，我儿。
Actually, in original text, the order should be, "God will provide for Himself, my son." The lamb of the
my son 放在最后面，为什么这样子呢
？Why so？
因为上帝是在前面的。
Because God goes first。
神自己会看顾，神自己会预备。
God will provide. God will care. So we do not have to worry.
所以亚伯拉罕也不知道神到底要怎么做，他不知道，但是他相信神有预备。
Abraham did not know what God was going to do, but he believed that God will provide.
如果说神到亚伯拉罕到100岁才能生个孩子，这个要献给上帝，上帝已经应许他再有一个儿子，会不会他110岁的时候再来一次呢？还是可能的，他不知道，但是他相信神必然有预备。
He did not know what God was going to do. God promised him a son, and then at the age of 100, he got a son. So isn't Well, it could possibly be that in the age of 110, he will get another son. Who knows? He should not know.
他就存这样的信心到神的面前来。
So with such a faith, he came before God.
就像希伯来书十一章六节讲说，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
It says in chapter 11, verse 6 of Hebrews, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and he is the rewarder of those who earnestly seek him.
所以我们在第四到第八节就反复不断的交托，经过这段很漫长的考验，他仍然交托。
From verse 4 to 8, he continuously to surrender and to commit.
那到第九节到第十四节，这是接下来积极的等候，神自己介入。因为神既然有预备，神会介入的。
So from verse 9 to 14, he eagerly expects God's intervention because if God promised, he will intervene.
所以他继续的顺服。
Therefore, he continued to obey.
不断的相信神会介入，神会预备。
Continue to believe that God will intervene, God will provide.
这段经文我就不再多说，我相信大家很熟。
We will not read through the passage. I'm sure you are all familiar with.
我都想起我自己在侍奉的一个经历。
I remember an experience during my full-time ministry.
发生重大的事情，那一天正好我读这一章。
Something major happened at that during that on that day. I just happened to read this passage.
当时我在博士班是刚好 candidacy 之后。
It was after the my PhD candidacy.
这时候有几个教会的邀请。
That time, several churches sent me invitation.
大概有两三个神学院邀请我去教书。
Two or three seminary schools invite me to teach there.
有几个教会邀请我去牧会。
And several churches invite me to pastor there.
我寻求的结果，我觉得神给我带领是去教神学的，因为毕竟读了那么多神学，当初的呼召就是出来要训练传道人。
And after seeking God, I felt the Lord wanted me to go teach theology because my calling was to train workers and ministers.
我所不知道的是，我到底要去哪一个神学院
？But what I did not know is which seminary school to go to.
没想到这时候，我一个侍奉过的很小的一个教会来找我。
But unexpectedly, a small church where I used to serve came to contact me.
当时他们聚会人数少于三十人。
At that time, the entire congregation was less than 30 people.
因为当时发生一个风波，那时候我已经离开这个教会了。
At that time, I already left the church, and the church went through a storm.
因为我搬家了，我搬到另外地方去住，所以我离开这个教会。那他们发生一个风波，教会风波之后只剩下大概三十个人，二十六七个人聚会。
But at that time, I already moved away because I relocated.And then some major event happened at church, and the number of congregation went down to under 30.
所以好朋友都打电话给我。
Many good friends of mine called.
他说我们现在很困难，你一定来帮忙我们了。
They said we're having such difficulties, you have to come and help us.
我们前面有大概四个五个 candidate 的牧师的候选人来，要么是他不合适，要么是人家不要我们。
We actually interviewed four or five candidates. Already, either that we don't like them or they don't like us.
所以现在我觉得你应该是我们的希望，最后一个希望了。
But so they say now we think that you are our last hope.
我跟他说，你也知道我现在在寻求我好几个 offer 在我手中。他觉得因为你这么多 offer， 多一个你不用担心嘛。
And then so I was very honest. I told them right now I already have a lot of offers. And then but they say one.We know that you have a lot of offers, so it doesn't hurt to add another one.
所以，我跟他说，我不知道神怎么带领我，但是我一定答应你，我会寻求，我会祷告。
So I told them, I don't know how God will lead us, but I promise I will seek God's will. I will pray.
我挂了电话以后，跟我的师母说，哎，那个教会现在找我去牧会啊。
So after I hung up the phone, I told my wife, this so-and-so church is asking me to be their pastor.
如果我去那个二十六七个人教会牧会，大概破了我们学校的记录。没有一个 PhD 毕业生去牧二十六个人的教会的。
And then I said, if I go pastor that church, it would be a record breaking for our school because no PhD graduates will ever every pastor a church with 26 people.
我读那么多年的神学，去弄那个先天不足后天失调的教会，会不会 overqualified？
So I've spent so many years studying theology. Don't you think I'm overqualified for such a small, malnourished church?
我的师母平常对人都是很温和、很客气的，对我是另外一回事了。
My wife is usually very kind and gentle to others.
只有她敢跟这样跟我讲话的。
Because only she could talk to me like very straightforward.
差不多是指着我的鼻子。
She actually pointed at my nose.
侍奉神没有什么大材小用的。
So to serve God, there's never overqualification.
我挨骂不敢还口。
I was rebuked and then I did not talk back.
因为她讲的是对的。
Because what she said was true.
她讲的是对的。
What she said was true.
侍奉哪有什么叫 overqualified 的事情呢？
There's no such thing as overqualification in ministry.
我答应那个弟兄要寻求四个礼拜。
I promised that brother to pray and seek the Lord for 4 weeks.
他每个礼拜都打电话来烦我，哎，怎么样？不要全部用尽四个礼拜，这次有感动就来吧。
So every single week he would call and check. He said, "You don't have to use up all 4 weeks. If you have this move, then you should come."
很奇妙的是，第二个礼拜我收了一张支票。
So what's amazing is that second week I receive a check.
数目不大。
The check does not have a huge amount.
买两本书就没有了。
Was enough to buy 2 books.
但是那是我以前在台湾的一个部下他寄过来的支票。
So actually that was one of my reports back in Taiwan. He sent me a check.
他年纪跟我父亲一样大。
He was at about the same age as my father.
是1949年跟随国民党到台湾的老兵。
So he was actually serving in the military in 1949 and went to Taiwan.
生活很辛苦。
He actually had a difficult life.
年纪很大才结婚。
And he got married at a very old age.
年纪跟我父亲一样大，孩子跟我孩子差不多。
He is about my father's age, and then his children was about my children's age.
他结婚一个月。就跟着国民党到了台湾。
After he got married for 1 month, he went with the nationalist military to Taiwan.
他一心想回中国大陆。
So all of his life, he wanted to go back to China.
但是那时候是不可能有相通的时候。
But it was impossible to achieve at that time.
过了40来年，终于可以两岸互相通信了。
After 40 some years, finally he was allowed to have communication with China.
他联系上他以前的太太。
So he got reconnected with his wife.
他当初也不知道他太太是死是活，他不晓得。
At that time, he did not know if his wife would still be alive.
联系上以后，发觉他太太没有嫁。
After they reconnected, he found out that his wife remained his wife was still not married.
一直在等他回去。
She's been waiting for him to go back.
就他已经结婚了，他等了很久，放弃了结婚生孩子了。
But while he was in Taiwan, after a long wait, he
gave
up and got married and have another family.
他真的是崩溃了。他犯了重婚罪，那不是他的错，时代造成的悲剧，他没办法。但现在怎么办呢？两个太太。
But then after he found out his first wife remained unmarried, he was heartbroken. So what could he do? He actually committed adultery.
他就那一点点的薪水，他要养着自己的家，他也对。太太觉得很亏欠，他也觉得对他太太也有责任。
So with his very small amount of salary, he had to take care of 2 families because he felt obligated and responsible for his first wife too.
但他听见我全时间出来侍奉神。
But after he heard that I wanted to go into full-time ministry,
他坚持一定要支持我。
He insisted that he would support me
financially. 他没有钱，我当然他是我的部下，我知道他的情况。
So I knew about his situation. He did not have much money.
他每过一阵子都会寄一张很小的支票，那个我知道的支票对他来说比例很大，那钱没有太多钱，但过一阵子我都收了一张支票。
So after a while, then I will always receive a check from him. The check amount is not that much, but it means a lot to him.
当我答应说我要考虑是不是要去这二十六七个人教会去牧会，第二个礼拜我收了这张支票。
So while I promised to pray about whether to go to pastor that little church, the second week I receive a check from him.
这张支票是不能不收的。
And I have to accept this check.
我不能让他知道说我看不起这个支票，因为那支票没有太多的帮助 financially.
Actually, the check will not help me much financially, but I have to accept it. I cannot let him know that it's not very helpful.
三一是那么昂贵的学校，不是那几十块钱就可以搞定的。
Because Trinity Seminary School is very expensive. It's not a small check like that can help.
但收了这张支票，对我的震撼。大的无以复加。
But yet, this small amount of check gave me such a big shock.
我出来读书很辛苦，常常是有点三餐不济。
Yes, I went through a very hard time just to go through seminary school. Oftentimes, I will run out of money.
但神借着这样一个像乌鸦雕饼，寡妇来做饼来供养我，让我知道说你是我供应给你的。
But through this small amount of check, the Lord is showing me, just like this crow will bring meat to Elijah, God is showing me that I will provide. God was saying that, didn't I provide you all of your gifts?
你还敢说 overqualified 的事吗？
And how dare you to say that you're overqualified?
所以我收了这个信以后，我真的是很感动，我也是很内疚，还可以讲出这种话来了。
So after I received this check, I was greatly moved and also feel embarrassed. How could I say something like that?
所以我就打电话给那个弟兄说，我来了。
So I called that brother and says, I will come.
但是当时我不知道发生一件事。
But at that time, I did not know.
因为他们上一次不想来那个牧师，没有 ready 牧师，现在突然说他 ready 了。
Because one of the pastors that they interviewed that he first declined the offer, that he changed his mind and then decided to go back.
现在二十六个人有两个牧师了。
Now this little church with 26 people have two pastors.
都不好意思跟我讲，这其实我朋友很多，眼线很多，我早就听到了。我说我听听看你怎么说。
But actually, I heard about this already, so I wanted to see how they would tell me.
到了第四礼拜，终于他忍不住了，他打电话给我。
So finally, the fourth week.He called me.
说，Jeff 啊，我跟你 update 一下我们现在聘牧的情况哈。
And then he says, okay, Jeff, I think I should update with you, our situation with searching for pastors.
那我也没吭声哈，您请说。
I said, yeah, please go ahead.
然后他就说明这个，他说现在闹了双胞了，那怎么办
？So he actually told us that now we have two pastors. So what should we do?
我说很容易办嘛。
And I said, it's very easy.
不能说在前的在后，是在前就在前，在后就在后。
We just go with the order. The first,
他本来就在前面。
First come first.
如果说执事会觉得还是要用本来的一个已经答应了，那就用这样，我也不去，那没问题的。
Since you already extended the offer last time, so just go ahead with that pastor. It's okay with me not to go.
不过我的弟兄太幽默了。
But my brother was very humorous.
他说，这样你会不会后悔？
He says, but will you regret?
我不敢说什么，我说不会啦。
I said, no, I'm okay.
我挂了电话，我说 Hallelujah.
After I hang up the phone, I said Hallelujah.
我转头跟我的师母说，现在那个祭坛上，神预备另外牧师去了，献祭的羊羔已经有了。
I immediately turned to my wife and said, now God has provided.The lamb for the burnt offering.
我那天就读了，就是这段，刚好就是这段经文。
Because that day I was reading this chapter.
那又讲错话了。
Then again,
我的师母又指着我的鼻子。
I said it wrong. My wife again.
不要乱讲话。
I say, don't say it this way.
牧师就是牧师，不是献祭的羊羔。
Pastor is pastor, not the lamb for the burnt offering.
但对我来说，这是一个极为宝贵、重要的功课。
But this is such a precious lesson for me.
原来上帝要求我的是顺服。
What God actually required of me is obedience.
他真的有预备。
Because He really provided.
所以我说我愿意来了，上帝说免了，我已经找另外牧师去了。你只要愿意去， 就可以了。
So when I say, Lord, I'm willing to go, then God says, that's okay. As long as you're willing, that's fine. I have already prepared another pastor for that church.
我就不讲，所以我满心以为说，那现在对了，所有的教会我都不会去了，因为圣经已经清楚了。我现在是选择说要去这个神学院，去那个神学院，还是去那个神学院就搞定。就没想到，最终我也没有去神学院，我反而去教会牧会了。
So after that incident, I thought, okay, now it's very clear. I will not go pastor a church. I will just choose one of the seminaries. But I ended up going to a church to pastor.
那段经历就不说了。
I cannot share with you that experience.
所以留个伏笔，有机会以后再跟你们分享。
Maybe next time if I have a chance to come back.
对我来说，这是一个极为宝贵信心的经历。原来侍奉神，神有办法的，你就是顺服就是。所以你不知道神要怎么带领你，你顺服就是了。
So this is such a precious experience and lesson that for us who serve God, you may not know where God is leading you, but just trust and obey.
所以当神看我们算是为配得的，看我们顺服信心功课算是配得的，他就在这次宣告神在我们身上要有的命定的祝福跟带领。
So when God sees that we are worthy for this lesson of faith, and he will once again proclaim his promise to bless.
所以第十五节到第十九节就再次宣告神给亚伯拉罕的祝福跟神给亚伯拉罕的应许。
So from verse 15 to 19, God once again proclaimed God's promise of blessing and renewed the covenant.
使者第二次向他说。
So the angel second time told Abraham.
说你既行了这事，不留下你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，我便指着自己起誓说。以下的十七节到十九节，基本上就是十二章神给他的应许。
So, verse 16, the angel says, "Because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son." And then from verses 17 to 19, God repeated his blessings in chapter 12.
第十二章，神借着要赏赐他后裔，要来祝福亚伯拉罕。
In chapter 12, God wanted to bless Abraham by giving him offspring.
第十五章借着亚伯拉罕单纯的信心，神就以他为义来祝福他。
So in chapter 15, God blessed him because he accounted him as righteousness because of his faith.
二十二章借着似乎神要让他再一次没有后裔，仍然要祝福他。
And in chapter 22, it seems like God would take away his offspring, but yet God blessed him again.
所以到头来，什么是最重要的呢？
So at the end, what is the most important?
有孩子的时候，顺服得神的祝福。
When you have a son, when he had a son, and then God promised, God blessed him.
没有孩子的时候，照样顺服，照样得神的祝福。
When he did not have a son, he obeyed and believed, and he was blessed.
我们的信心确实是需要在不断的经历当中，让神自己来成全。
So our faith really needs to continue going through testing and perfecting.
这个重点其实不在于任何事，不在于任何我们所心爱的人，而在于我们跟神之间的关系。
So what's really important is not the one thing that is dear to our heart, but our relationship with God.
我最后简短用我一个自己的经历做个结束。
Lastly, I want to conclude with another story of mine.
我的孩子在过世以后，他在将近在差几个月就六岁的时候，神把他接走了。
So, when my son was almost six years old, God took him back to heaven.
所以没好久，过了几天我不记得了。但是他过世没好久，我读经读到了马太福音第六章二十一节，那段很经文大家很熟了，就是你的财宝在哪里，心就在哪里，要积攒财宝在天上。
Shortly after that, I don't remember how many days after that, I was reading Matthew chapter 6, verse 21. It's a passage that we're all very familiar with. It's that whatever your heart is, whatever your treasure is, there is your heart.
那时候很想念孩子，所以我就在圣经的旁边就写下几句话，说叫我的孩子的名字，我的心在天上，因为我知道他现在跟主同在。
At that time, I really missed my son, so I took a note on my Bible. It says, I write down my son's name and says, My heart now is in heaven because He is in heaven now.
大概过了一年左右，我又再回来读到这段经文。
After about a year, I came back to the same passage.
我看到我以前所自己写的那几句话。
And then I saw the note I took a year ago.
心中受了一点责备。
My heart was reproached, rebuked.
为什么我以前对天堂我也知道，也都认识，也都懂得，但是天堂好像不是那么具体。现在怎么孩子一过世以后，天堂变得非常非常具体？
Because I knew about heaven before I heard about it, but somehow it was not very real to me before. But how come after my son dies, heaven became so real to me?
当然，思念孩子是人的常情，是应当的。
Yeah, it's very usual, very very normal to miss our children.
但过了一年左右，我思想更加的清楚了。我想，如果没有耶稣基督，我在想念我的儿子，我的心在那里，有什么用处呢？
But then after a year, I realized that no matter how much I miss my son, if without Jesus Christ, then what good is it if my heart is with my son?
所以我再写下来第二行的话。
Then I wrote another note on my Bible.
也是因为有耶稣基督，所以有一天我们可以再见面。
It's because of Jesus Christ that one day I will see my son again.
那是对我来说也是个信心很深层的一个功课。
That was also a very deep lesson of faith for me.
我想到我们自己心爱的人、心爱的事物，神借的过程来考验我们。
Yes, God will use the ones we love to test us.
重点是神再次提醒我们，我们的焦点到底在哪里？
Because God wants to remind us, what is our focus?
我们跟神的关系是无可取代的。
Nothing can replace our relationship with God.
神如果将我们的心锻炼，是好叫我们这个家成为一个可以经历信心的一个家庭。
When God tried our faith, it is so that we can build a family with faith, with a heritage of faith.
好叫我们自己，好叫我们的后人都可以成为众人的祝福。
So that we ourselves, as well as our children, can become blessings for others.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us bow and pray.
主，我们谢谢您。
Lord, we thank you.
有很多云彩般的见证人在我们面前。
We thank you for surrounding us with a cloud of witnesses.
无论是亚伯拉罕，无论是摩西，无论是保罗。
Whether it was Abraham, Moses, or Paul.
甚至在我们周围当中，许许多多说我们敬佩的弟兄姐妹
，or many brothers and sisters around us that we admire。
你教导我们，主在世上这样怎么样存着谦卑，存着顺服，在你面前来侍奉你。
Lord, you're teaching us how to live, this life in this life with a humility and obedience to serve you。
无论是借着我们得着，无论是借着我们失去，你再次提醒我们，主。唯有你才是我们真正生命的焦点。
Through gains, through losses, Lord, you are teaching me over and over again that only you are our focus.
我们自己所喜爱的东西纵然宝贵，但没有一样可以比拟我们主耶稣基督。
Yes, the things, the ones that we love are precious, but nothing can compare with our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们既然得了激励，得了这样的安慰，你就帮助我们。
Since we are being encouraged and comforted, you're helping us.
叫在这样一个扰攘，在这样一个我们自己甚至疲惫各样的压力生活底下，我们定睛只定睛在你的身上。
So in this life of weariness, that we will focus our eyes on you.
祝福我们所有的弟兄姐妹。
Bless all of our brothers and sisters, Lord.
祝福这样世代的教会。
Bless the churches in this generation.
好叫你的旨意。可以真的是在这个时代，主能够按照你的心意能够成全。
So that your will be done in this age.
叫你的名在每个家庭当中都可以被高举。
That your name will be glorified in our families.
主叫那属你单纯的信心在每一个时代都能够传承。
So that this pure faith can be passed on through generations.
叫那些在失落当中的灵魂，也因为我们一点点的侍奉能够蒙福。
So that the lost souls can be saved through our ministries.
求你怜悯我们。
Lord, may have mercy on us.
求你帮助我们。
Help us.
更恳求你成全我们。
And help us, perfect us.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。奉耶稣基督的名求。
Thank you for hearing our prayers. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.